From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The leaders of eight major industrial nations ramped up a three-day summit in Italy today where they discussed the worldwide recession, climate change, and how to help feed poor countries. President Obama said they agree they must work together to face these and other challenges.
This summit and the work we've done here reflects a recognition that the defining problems of our time will not be solved without collective action. No one corner of the globe can wall itself off from the challenges of the 21st century or the needs and aspirations of fellow nations. The only way forward is through shared and persistent effort to combat threats to our peace, our prosperity, and our common humanity wherever they may exist.
One of the last items on the agenda was food aid. The leaders agreed to provide $20 billion over the next 3 years to increase food production in developing countries. President Obama is now to travel to Vatican City to meet with the Pope and then head to Ghana on his first trip as president to sub-Saharan Africa. The cyber attacks that have targeted websites in both South Korea and the United States could enter a new phase today. From Seoul, Dwally Saikautau reports.
The state-run Korea Communications Commission and a leading web security company says the computer virus that has shut down or slowed websites earlier this week could now attack personal computers and erase hard disk. A vice president of the Anlab firm said about 100 computers have already reported problems. Government officials are concerned that this could cause severe damage. Police and computer specialists are still investigating the source of the malicious worm, but South Korean lawmakers, speaking to reporters after a close briefing by the country's spy agency, said North Korea is still the likely suspect, even though it was not named on a list of countries from where zombie computers allegedly launched the virus attacks. For NPR News, I'm Dwally Saikautau in Seoul.
General Motors is holding a news conference in Detroit at this hour and is expected to announce the car company is getting out of bankruptcy. Its reorganization to shed excess debt and burdensome contracts took just 40 days. 61% of the new company will be owned by the taxpayers. Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm said the government had to step in, or else the auto industry and its suppliers would have gone out of business.
The effect of losing a major, major manufacturer, and if you throw Chrysler in, two major, major manufacturers, means that that whole supply chain would have gone down.
GM is also expected to announce today that it's cutting another 4,000 white-collar jobs, including 450 top executives. The stock market opens within the hour after a modest rally yesterday. The S&P rose 3 points to close at 883. The Nasdaq was up 5 points to 1752, and the Dow gained 4 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Democratic Senator Roland Burris is expected to announce today that he won't run for election when his term expires next year. Then-Governor Rod Blagojevich had appointed Burris to fill the Illinois seat vacated by President Obama. The appointment was made after Blagojevich was charged with trying to sell the seat. Recent polls show most South Carolina residents still want their governor to resign because of his admission that he was with a mistress in Argentina when he disappeared last month. A small number of people showed up for a rally calling for his resignation at the state capitol yesterday. Julie Rose of member station WFAE reports.
While 6,000 people joined an online group calling for Governor Mark Sanford's resignation, only about 50 showed up at a rally to oust him. It was 20-year-old Heather Hagen's first political event. She heard about it from a friend on Facebook and brought her mother along.
You know, the affair isn't such a big deal, but I don't like the fact that he lied about where he was. And, you know, nobody knew anything about where he was. You know, his wife, his kids. If he's lying to them, what is he lying to us about?
Governor Sanford has said he will not step down, and the South Carolina Republican Party opted not to call for his resignation. There's also not enough support in the Republican-led legislature to impeach him. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Columbia.
Earlier in June, Republican Senator John Ensign of Nevada had admitted that he had an affair with a campaign aide. Yesterday, he released a statement through his attorney that after that admission, his parents paid $96,000 to the woman and her family. He said it was out of concern for the well-being of longtime family friends. His lawyer said the money didn't violate laws or Senate ethics rules. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.